This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
So we are going into week 10. So what I want to do is ESPN put together what the projected 12-team bracket will look like right now. So the top four seeds, who's last in, all of this stuff, matchups.
Riveting.
So,
sorry.
So let's get to it here. The number one seed currently would be the Oregon Ducks.
I don't have a problem with it. Texas looks vulnerable. Ohio State looks vulnerable. Alabama looks like ass. If Georgia? You wanted to say Georgia, I'm okay with it. Factually, Georgia's lost the game. Oregon hasn't. But, yeah, it's Oregon or Georgia.
I think that Oregon right now, best team, and I think Dylan Gabriel probably leading the charge for the Heisman. I know you didn't ask for that, but, yeah, right now they're on a roll. They're just destroying people.
A number two seed would be the Georgia Bulldogs. Because of the convincing opening week win against Clemson and what they've done against Texas, that puts them at number two right now. If they say if they continue to do what they do, go through the SEC, they could maybe jump even an undefeated Oregon. But right now, they're number two.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Again, 1v2, 2v1, who cares?
Yeah, because it's not like it's going to be home field. At this point, it's just going to be the color of jersey that you play the other one in. I think that what you would see if Georgia did jump Oregon and Oregon didn't lose, that's the SEC bias, saying that you come from a tougher conference, so one loss is still better than undefeated.
So the number three and the four seed, number three is the Miami Hurricanes?
No, absolutely not. Just no. It's ridiculous. They're not the third best team in America.
Number four would be BYU.
Also fraudulent, ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're saying BYU right now because they beat SMU and that win looks better every day.
Yes, I see why they're doing that, because if you win your conference, you get one of the top four.
Well, it's a flaw of the system.
Yes.
BYU's a fraud.
I got to think that that's going to be something that's going to be worked out next year. But right now, Miami is just doing what they do and they're winning games. They don't look dominant. It's just they're winning. Now, I don't think it's sustainable. Clemson, I think, could take them out. I'm still wondering, is Pittsburgh for real or not?
There's your answer. No.
Okay. Pittsburgh. You also told me to bet Navy.
Listen, America, all right? I didn't realize it was going to turn into the Titan sub, okay? Apologies.
That was rough. That was rough.
I'm here for you.
Let me give you the last two in before I give you what the matchups would look like. The last two in, number 12 seed would be Tennessee Volunteers.
Okay. They have all the pieces. They got one problem on their hands. They can't complete a forward pass. Yeah. I want to believe, because they have the pass rush, the D-line. They have the running game. They have it all put together. If Iamaleava can't figure it out and they can't get the verticality in that passing game back, I don't think they're going to see this thing through. Also, best uniform helmets of this weekend coming up. You got to go look at them for their game against Kentucky. They're called Dark Mode. They're awesome.
I was about to say better than A&M's last week.
Those might be the best ever.
I was like,
tremendous. Oh. Those were sweet.
Here's the beauty of it. This is one of the positive things about the 12-team playoff. The SEC is about to do a whole bunch of round-robin things for those final couple of spots. There are a lot of teams that in the future past years, they're already out of it. Games don't matter. But now Tennessee has a chance for that 11th or 12th spot. LSU still has a chance. You go out there and you beat Alabama. Alabama, hey, we got to go beat LSU if we want to get into the playoffs. So more intriguing games later on in the year.
The next,
I got it right. I didn't ruin this sport.
The next Ian would be the number 11 Clemson Tigers.
Oh, I'll leave this to Rico. He hates this team.
I do, but they're winning. And honestly, David, I think that Clemson and Miami are going to swap spots. I think that when Clemson plays Miami in the ACC championship game, they're going to beat Miami. I think Miami is a little bit of fool's gold. So, yeah, I'm not a Dabo fan.
No, but think about it.
But I can give him credit.
What's their greatest sin? Opening up against Georgia?
Yeah.
That's their sin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You could be a team like Indiana who's got a strength of schedule of 120 and everybody kisses your ass.
Because the same with A&M. Okay, so you lost your first game and everybody wrote you off. Wait a minute. You were actually good. You just had a bad day at the office against a good team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Yeah, Clemson has a very important back-to-back weeks coming up where they go on the road to Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh.
And if you're any good, you win both of those games.
Correct. You have
Although
to.
Although I do love Tootin, the running back for VT. Bashal Tootin, or whatever his name is. He's nasty. He's really, really good. Pitt, screw Pitt. They're ass.
You giving up on your boy from Arizona State?
Who? Scatabubu? No. Cameron Scatabo? No, he's very good. But no, Tootin's just another one of them players nobody really knows about because he plays for a poverty program.
You were all on Carson Steele, so I'll give you credit.
Dude, he ended up in the league.
Oh, no.
How crazy is that?
Every time I see him, I was like, that's Mike, you could be a scout.
That's my guy.
You could be a scout.
Ball State's finest. David, go ahead.
So the first four out.
Oh, let's hear this.
And I'm going to give you what their toughest remaining game because – I don't know if they have a shot to actually get in now.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame.
Wait, Notre Dame's first four out?
Notre Dame is the first four out.
They've only lost one game.
Well, it's going to be two when Army beats them.
Okay.
Yeah, their next toughest game would be at USC November 30th.
That game means nothing. USC
exactly.
Booty.
So no matter what they do, they have Notre Dame.
Hey, you lost
right now.
You lost a 30-point favorite to NIU.
You know what? Mistakes were made.
Yeah, right now. That's what it looks like. Yes.
And they don't have a functional passing game. Go
ahead. Doesn't matter. They defeated America's team.
Iowa State at 7-0. Next, their toughest remaining game would be Kansas State.
And Kansas State's no good.
Correct. So there's no way. Kansas State.
No. Kansas State's what? How many games have they lost? One?
Got bombed by BYU. Might be one.
Yeah.
Should have lost twice more. Should have lost Colorado. Should have lost last week to Kansas. But
correct.
I digress.
That's what it is. And Kansas State. And then Alabama is also on the next four out. Alabama's next toughest game would be November 9th at LSU.
And they'll lose that game.
So
I truly believe they'll lose that game.
Yeah, 6:30 game.
Nighttime in Death Valley? No. They ain't winning that game.
So currently, here are your first round matchups.
Who's the fourth? Wait, Bama?
Who's the last team out?
It was Notre Dame, Iowa State, Kansas State, and Alabama.
Oh, Kansas State was another. Yeah. Okay.
So they face each other, Iowa State, Kansas State, but that may not help either one.
Yeah. You hate to see it.
Yeah.
Poor caller Robin Brighton is going to be apoplectic.
I'm protesting that one. A one-loss Notre Dame is in.
Oh, look, Rico standing up for a religious school.
Again, this is now, things could change. Maybe things get jumbled up in front of them and they make it in.
You're going to trip.
Maybe Riley Leonard will complete a forward pass.
Yeah, well, you're tripping when you go do your sermon because you're going against Notre Dame.
First round matchup, you have the number 12, like I told you, Tennessee is in. They will face number 5, Penn State, currently.
Jesus.
Number 9, Indiana.
What's the over-under in that game?
Okay, first of all, Penn State won't be 5. They may not have their quarterback this week, and they're going to lose to Ohio State.
Yeah, they're ranking Penn State the highest, outside of the top 4, the highest.
Because technically right now they're ranked higher than Ohio State. After Saturday, they won't.
Wait a minute. And Drew Aller's going to be out?
Game time decision.
Here we go. They're going to lie to everybody all week. College football better get some transparency with participation reports. Sorry, carry on.
Number 9, Indiana will face number 8, Texas A&M.
Indiana is not going to make the playoff. Indiana is going to lose in Spartan Stadium this weekend. I've had enough. Now, there's no bigger fan of Kurt Cignetti or what he's done, but enough. They have a strength of schedule outside the top 100. They haven't played anybody.
They do.
They're not getting in.
Yeah,
because Michigan not being good hurts them because they had Michigan, Ohio State would have boosted them.
We're going to do America a favor Saturday.
So a 2-loss Indiana team, you know what? They could beat Ohio. They beat Ohio State.
You cannot put this team in the playoff.
And then the two first-round matchups, you have Clemson, number 11, versus number 6, Ohio State. That will change after this week.
That would be an amazing matchup.
It would.
I would love to watch it.
It would.
Rico wouldn't know who to root for. He hates them both.
I'd be down in Columbus.
Oh!
O-H, baby.
Come on.
I'd be calling them Damon. Give me some tickets. I'm there.
Final one, which includes the group of five. Number 10, Boise State versus number 7, Texas. Hmm. Boise State's going to get murdered.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
They just can't stack up front.
It just is what it is.
They can't line up front. Here's the other problem. Boise State's only defense is sacking the quarterback. They can't cover anybody. They don't particularly stop the run.
What is that? Sacking the quarterback. Is that allowed in college football? I haven't seen it in East Lansing, so I was just wondering.
One sack in five Big Ten games doesn't delight you?
What does that entail when you sack a quarterback? This is foreign concept.
I'm so sorry, but that is your college football. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.